This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm. Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Meringue.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, welcome to hour number two. You missed the first hour. You can download that at the Fan Podcast at 1051thefan.com. The Odyssey app. Wherever you get your podcasts, hang out with us a little bit coming up this hour. When you do something incredible, but nobody's around for you to see it and it doesn't count. I'm continuing my fear of the worst injury as an old man. Plus, we'll have Wem Gems at 11:45. Good little show coming up. Good little show. I just had somebody in my fantasy baseball league accept a trade proposal that is going to light my league on fire. I think there are a bunch of people in my fantasy league that are about to go, holy hell.
You know what people want to hear about?
What?
Your fantasy baseball team.
I'm glad you said it. I was just getting ready to.
Oh, man.
Sweet. Oh, fancy man. Moses.
Hey, there's, look, over your shoulder right now, I had it on ESPN, and they're talking fantasy football. So there's an industry out there for it where people that do actually really get down with it. And I'm mostly giving you hell because I know you're super excited.
It's more about the fact that, like, the league is going to freak out. Like, everybody in there is going to be like, holy hell.
Mm.
Holy hell. The guy in first place just traded me Bobby Witt Jr.
There you go. In a keeper league.
In keeper league, baby. Let's go. I gave up a lot for it, though.
You did.
I gave up a lot for him.
Gino!
Hey, yo!
I have never once participated in any sort of fantasy league in any sport ever.
You've never done fantasy?
Not once.
You know what? We're doing a fantasy football league now.
No.
Yeah. You're doing it.
No.
No, you're doing it.
I am not.
You're doing it.
No.
Yeah. Because I'll forget about bye weeks and all that crap.
I don't care enough.
No,
yet.
No.
We're gonna do this.
I do fantasy Premier League with Mark Hamilton.
Yeah, no, we're gonna do a fantasy football one.
Football, baseball, basketball, none of it. I have never won.
Sports ball.
You're gonna draft ball. All Jags.
That'd be dope, dude.
Yeah. Hey, maybe we're on to something. We'll get a little Trevor Lawrence, a little Brian Thomas,
if like you have a
little
defensive,
Travis Etienne.
If you have a defensive player slot, which a lot of people in fantasy football do, can you get Travis Hunter twice?
Yeah, do I get double for Travis Hunter?
Yeah.
A little double dip action. Just as a not a totally random aside, we were talking about funeral songs. If you had to play a song at your funeral, what would you pick up on at Harrison Meringue right now? We have got some wonderful submissions.
Yeah?
Some wonderful submissions already.
Yeah? You gonna share that?
Do you wanna
I was like, and
a lot of people went with like. I was just waiting. I didn't know if you wanted to hit it right away. A lot of people are doing. I think the more traditional ones, a little knocking on heaven's door.
Okay. Gotcha. But my old Bob Dylan.
Well,
I prefer the reggae version by Eric Clapton.
I think everybody prefers the Guns N' Roses version.
Oh, not me.
Well, I mean,
sorry.
In that same vein, a little Sweet Emotion, Aerosmith.
Gotcha.
That's a good one.
That guitar riff is dope.
This is more in the vein of like how I'd want to do it. And I think I asked Dirt and Sprague, and Sprague definitely went down this path. Somebody replied with, "I don't bleep with you, Big Sean." I don't bleep you.
Yeah, I don't know what
that is. You. Bye bye bye. NSYNC.
There we go.
Free Bird.
Everybody's doing the dance.
Free Bird.
I guess, you know, if we want to go like more of a serious route too, and even though this cat has gone off the deep end over the last couple of years, but Van Morrison, Into the Mystic.
Mm. Yeah, someone text that in. That's not bad.
Yeah.
He's gone off the deep end. He's just crazy old man.
He's
is he like anti-vaxxer, MAGA?
He took a hard right turn.
Crazy. For a guy who got deported from America for smoking reefer.
Yeah. He took a hard right turn.
Ring of Fire, Johnny Cash.
There we go.
I Touch Myself.
When I think about you, I touch myself. Oh,
okay.
Like I said, we got some bangers in here.
What are inappropriate songs?
I Touch Myself.
Yeah. Little Vogue.
Just wanted to send some love to my wife from beyond the grave. Mm. When I think about you, I touch myself.
Good old Divinals.
Good old. We are fans of space on this program, are we not? Right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah,
thinking
sure.
about the depths of space.
I guess space is good. That makes my head hurt, though.
That's what Danny says, too. It makes my head, like, excited. Yeah. Like, I'm just thinking about space. I want to live in space.
I don't.
Jim Lovell died. The infamous captain of the Apollo 13 mission.
Yeah. Is that that's the Houston we have a problem?
That's Houston we have a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. R.I.P. to a real one, man.
Famously played by Tom Hanks, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the question. Like, if you got to have someone play yourself, who better than to have Tom Hanks? During COVID, my wife and I watched every single Tom Hanks movie ever made.
Wow.
What's the best Tom Hanks movie?
That's a catalog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We went through the whole shebang. The only thing I haven't seen is the newest one where it's like...
the super depressing one?
That looks really depressing. Yeah. With the camera is like in the same spot over the years.
Uh-huh.
I have not seen that one.
Y'all remember when on the old Danny and Dusty show, we did a thing about Tom Hanks movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a take in there that was almost akin to The Grape Nuts.
Which one was it?
Splash.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that movie sucks, man.
Dude.
I rewatched that doing this. That movie's terrible.
How did you think?
Anything that has John Candy in it by on its own
disqualifies
it from sucking.
Yes.
Dude, that movie aged so poorly. I'm telling you, go back and watch. It's not good.
Can I give you my favorite Tom Hanks movie?
Sure.
Money Pit.
Money Pit is amazing.
Money Pit is good. Underrated.
What I came to really appreciate, even though I'd seen most of these movies, mm-hmm. watching all the Tom Hanks movies, was I prefer him in comedies more than his dramas.
With the exception of Forrest Gump.
No. I would rather watch The Burbs than Forrest Gump.
Okay. I would rather watch Forrest Gump.
He does have the Forrest Gump shirt on.
He does have the shirt on.
Although The Burbs is a great movie.
But yeah, The Burbs, Money Pit, those are great, great films.
You've Got Mail?
No.
No, what's the other one?
You've Got Mail is a Tom
Hanks. You've
Got
Mail with Sleepless in Seattle 2.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Sleepless in Seattle, better than You've Got Mail.
Still, I think that.
I still prefer When Harry Met Sally.
Overrated.
Mm. Yeah.
Not When Harry Met Sally, but that's Billy Crystal.
Correct, because Billy Crystal is a man, is a god.
But yeah, Sleepless in Seattle, overrated. You've Got Mail, even more overrated.
God, I just remember, you said Billy Crystal, and I just went... God, I haven't seen City Slickers in forever. I want to go back and rewatch that now.
There was some crazy things that will kind of semi-blow your mind on this. I had never seen Castaway until I'd done it.
Oh, okay.
I just, like, didn't go see it in the theater, and I never caught it. Yeah.
Really?
For no reason other than I just never saw it. So then I watched, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I see why people really like this.
One of the amazing things about that movie is the, 20, 25, 30-minute stretch of that movie where there is absolutely zero dialogue, but you don't notice it.
No, it's the same effect that Wall-E.
Yeah.
The first, 30 minutes of Wall-E, there isn't...
That movie rules.
It does, but it's two totally different versions, but, conveying everything without saying a word.
Which almost takes me into, which would be my person that I would want to play me in a movie...
Mm.
Takes me to Wally? The old Wally. Willy's Wonderland, starring one Nicolas Cage, where it took me until a good hour, almost through the entire movie to realize that he does not utter a word.
I don't think I've seen that.
There's grunts and such. But yeah, he gets hired to go be like an overnight cleanup guy at an abandoned, basically like Chuck E. Cheese place, and it turns into a horror movie where the animatronics.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Like Five Nights at Freddy's. Like yes, FNAF. But,
yes, except before that.
My 8-year-old is obsessed with FNAF, and I won't let him watch it.
My kids are too. They are obsessed with FNAF.
If you could have somebody play yourself in a movie, it's a biopic of you. Jeff Russ, you choose Nick Cage.
I go with Nick Cage, yeah.
I'm going with Idris Elba.
All right.
I think he would do a great job.
Absolutely. He's got the pipes.
He's just as gorgeous as me. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Almost. It's close.
Nobody's laughing about the fact that I'm a short white guy and I chose a like really good looking black dude who's got 6 inches on me.
Just... I chose Nicolas Cage. I mean, come on.
He probably does have 6 inches on me too.
Whoa.
No, I don't know. My answer is probably like Jeremy Piven or Shane McMahon. I don't know.
Shane McMahon. What? That one came out of nowhere.
He's on the TV, and I was like, oh, Shane McMahon could play me.
God. God, I don't even know who I'd go with. That's tough. Kevin James?
Kevin James? That's so awesome.
I can see Danny trying to pull off the burp snart.
Yeah, just...
Can I pick Tom Waits?
Mm.
Sure.
Tom Waits is a pretty good actor. Did you see the...
Tom Waits was a musician.
The Buster Scruggs movie?
Oh, yeah.
There's like a bunch of different vignettes.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Waits is one of them, and he's great.
Oh, God, who would I go with? Can't be too handsome.
No.
Got to be ruggedly handsome.
Or it's one of those guys, like, if you saw Tom Hanks on the streets and didn't know who he was, you wouldn't be like, that's an attractive guy.
No, God, no.
Well, but yeah. Now that you
especially
see him,
when he was younger.
Yeah, but now you look at him, he's like, dude, that guy's one of the most famous people in the world.
Absolutely.
So you can't go like Clooney or Pitt or any of those.
I mean, Tom Cruise could do a good me too, because we're both real short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super athletic.
Yeah.
We both love running.
Yeah, you both do your own stunts.
I love running.
But let's face it, you'd be the Les Grossman Tom Cruise.
That's too bad. That's rough. I feel like I should be offended by that.
Probably.
Like on the YouTube chat, I'd choose Dave Bautista. Hell yeah, brother.
There you go.
If I looked anything like Dave Bautista, I would choose him for show. I think he's a really good actor. He's going to win an Oscar someday.
I mean, when I was super fat, I looked like
Was that
Carbo.
Your phone ringing?
That was my phone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know people had ringers on.
No, when I was super fat, well, definitely Farva.
It only starts out as the ring because my ringtone is George Costanza's answering machine.
Dude, Farva, yes.
When I was super heavy, Dan Heffernan.
That sounds about right, yeah.
I think that's his name, yeah. When I was... I've
just got to carry around a liter of cola.
Yeah.
As I prefer, Tacoma FD.
Yeah.
There we go.
That show rules.
It does rule. The other guy in that, that's who I'd want.
Mac. The guy who plays
Mac that's,
in Soup Troops.
Yeah, that's who I'd want because he's absolutely insane and everything.
Yeah, he's really funny.
Yeah, that would probably who I would want it to be.
R.I.P. Jim Lovell. You will be remembered for being played by Tom Hanks.
That was a big circle, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was. That's what we call showbiz, my friends. When we come back, if a tree falls in the woods and no one's around to hear it, does it poop in the woods? Mm. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. No matter how hard
I try, getting higgy with it. You keep pushing
me aside, and I can't break through. We think. Here's a funeral song for you.
Yeah. Dude, I can get down on this song at any moment. If I go to your wedding, you better have this song play at some point.
Is it okay if it's the Me First and the Gimme Gimme's version?
No, no. I want Cher. No, I want the original Auto-Tune Lover. There's a scene in Andor Season 2 where Mon Mothma's dancing at her daughter's wedding, and people always put songs on top of it. This song bangs.
Maybe that's what I need to binge watch this week while I'm a bachelor.
Andor?
Yeah.
Dude, absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
Season 2, absolutely phenomenal.
I'm a Star Wars man.
Dude, a top 5 TV show I've ever watched in my life.
Really?
Yep.
That's a statement.
Yep. I mean, it's up there with like The Wire.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
All right.
It's really, really good. 503-864-6326. That is the fan text line. You guys forgot to mention the great Bruce Campbell.
God,
he could
Army
be
of
anybody.
Darkness. Good
anybody.
God.
I'm getting thrown at with Zach Galifianakis.
Mm.
Tom Selleck. My wife loves Tom Selleck, which is why I can't shave my mustache. Mm.
There we go. Yeah. By the way, another famous former Danny and Dusty open.
There you go.
What, Tom Selleck?
Magnum P.I.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice. Magnum P.I.
With the
Macho Taco.
Macho Taco.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a three men and a baby kind of guy.
Ooh, with the dead kid in the window.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, Ted Danson is in that movie too.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, let's not bury the lead here with Steve Guttenberg.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude.
Danny gave me a weird look that like he's never heard of the dead kid conspiracy
theory
and three men and a baby.
No.
Oh, dude.
I missed that one.
The answer for me is clear. It's Billy Crystal. I choose Billy Crystal.
Mm. Right. That's cool.
I choose Billy Crystal.
You've really never heard of the dead kid thing?
No. Is this like the Aladdin Sex in the Sand thing?
There's
the guy that hung himself in the set of Wizard of Oz?
Yes, that you can see in the background. Yeah, one of the that was one of the Munchkins, reportedly.
Mm.
But no, the three men and a baby thing. It's a scene in there with Olympia Dukakis, who is Ted Danson's mother.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a single shot of this scene where they pan in through the apartment and they go to one side of the apartment and you see some windows in the background and such. And as they pan back again, there is a kid standing in the window, like behind the curtain in one of these windows that was not there beforehand.
Mm.
So it's always been a conspiracy theory that this kid was the ghost of a kid that apparently had committed suicide in this exact apartment years before. But then other people have tried to excuse it, saying it was a cardboard cutout.
Or it's a continuity thing.
But well, no, but it was a single...
It's a single shot?
It was a single shot.
Mm. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Conspiracies. Tinfoil hats. We're all about tinfoil hats on
ghost.
This show.
Hey, like, I believe in ghosts. It's all good. It was a ghost.
Over the weekend, we kind of talked about it a little bit yesterday, but I kind of like to dive into this and have a little fun with it. Jags kicker Cam Little, your New Jersey Jeff Rust, your New Jersey as Cam Little
mm-hmm.
hits a 70-yard field goal against the Steelers.
Not so little, was it?
That kick would have been good from like 73.
Yeah, no, he crushed that thing.
How rough is it that this doesn't count?
It's lame.
It is.
It's lame.
Like,
it's
we'll forget about this in 3 years.
That's a long...
3 days, maybe. Yeah. Before today was the last... If we didn't talk about it today, it was gone.
I was going to say, at least the start of the season.
Yeah, like, Janikowski did this at Florida State mm-hmm. regularly. With the Raiders, Gruden's talked about him hitting 75-yarders in practice. Like, he... Like, it was the stuff of legend.
Well, and it's funny that you mentioned Janikowski.
Janikowski in general is the stuff of legends. Yeah, dude. Have you heard his party story?
Oh, he like, played multiple games, not hungover, drunk.
He would go, before he would go out and party, this is a rumor I heard, he would drink a six-pack of beer and slip himself a Rufalin.
Yeah.
He would roofie himself before he went out.
Yeah.
Pre-game.
Bull. That is serious party.
So after Cam Little hit this one, yes, and you mentioned Janikowski, mm-hmm. somebody showed a Janikowski attempt from, it was 65 plus, it was maybe mm-hmm. 70 yards, and I think it was when Kiffin was there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and he came woefully short. They had a guy back there, and he caught it at the goal line.
Yeah, he started to fade towards the end pretty hard, but like in high school, he hit a 70-yarder.
Mm-hmm.
The Janikowski, I've said this before, I chewed for 20 years. Watching that guy go kick a field goal and stiff a half a can of chew in his lip mid-game and then just wipe his chaw-covered fingers on his bright white jersey or pants and just be like, I don't care.
How is that guy not dead?
Oh, he's Keith Richards' bloodline.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to outlive us all.
His body is a biohazard.
Rufio on the YouTube chat says Janikowski, the John Daly of football.
He is.
Hell yeah, brother.
He legitimately is. I saw it was a TikTok or IG reel the other day of John Daly II, and I can't remember what course they were
his
at.
His kid?
Yeah.
What are you doing on that contouter?
Mm-hmm. And his kid looks just like him. He swings just like him.
Does he rip darts?
I don't know if he rips darts.
Is he yaks and ripping darts?
But he definitely pounds beers on the course.
Hell yeah. I mean, if your dad is a partier, like...
Maybe he's just a Zen dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he steps up. He's like, oh, you know, your dad at this hole, he drove the green in this tournament. And he's like, yeah, it sounds about like pop. And he goes, well, the wind's blowing a little hard. And he leaves it like 10 yards short of the green. He's like, we don't lay up in our family. I was like, yes! Yes, this dude rules!
Does Cam Little, like, just, what if he gets cut from the Jags? Does he just, like, keep this little video at his house? You know, I really want picture frames that run, like, the like a five-second thing continuously.
Right.
So it's, like, not just a still, but it's, like, a moment in your life. I really like, I saw that in the.
I can see him grabbing, like, a screen grab and having him tattoo that on his back. If he doesn't like make it, you know, if he gets cut. And
it's
and,
just one giant and, field goal.
And that was his 15 minutes, you know?
Or seconds.
Yeah.
Why can't that count in preseason? Like practice, I get it.
No, it's records don't count.
Why can't it count in preseason? I know that Chase Daniel is like six attempts from the all-time attempt leader in preseason history.
Which doesn't matter.
Why not? It would if I were Chase Daniel.
And no, you know what matters to Chase Daniel?
That what?
Is he made that much money over never playing.
Dude, he's got like three rings too. Yeah,
so
and he's thrown like 10 passes.
Yeah.
That count.
Dude, he sat behind Drew Brees and Pat Mahomes.
His dollar per pass is probably one of the best phenomenal. All time.
I would go back and play preseason one more time just to get that record. Dude, if you're six attempts away.
Just for the S's and G's?
Just for the, like, coach, just put me in. We're going to throw the ball. It's the fourth quarter.
He's going to go all John Fogerty on him.
Yeah, dude.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
Tin cup it. Just go for it.
And we are throwing the ball consecutively until I pass this record. The funny thing is, I don't know who has the record. I know who's in second,
exactly. That's
but
the
I
whole
don't
thing.
Know who's in first.
Exactly.
That's so pretty rough. That's pretty rough. Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. When we come back, I'm still absolutely terrified that this is going to happen to me, and the fact that it keeps happening to other people mean the probability of it happening to me gets bigger and bigger and bigger. We'll do that next. But first, I got the kahuna over there with Spoltz.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
I've never felt like this before.
It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The firm of Harris and Marang on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
The home run Scirocco.
Web Gems coming up in 15 minutes. We do that every single day at 11:45. Plus in the noon hour, some more quarterback chatter from Oklahoma, from LSU. Plus, am I already out on this NFL team? And a little baseball, and I promise it's not my fantasy team.
Uh-huh.
Although I did fleece for Bobby Witt Jr.
There you go.
No, I did not fleece. I gave up a lot for it.
You feel like you
fleeced. I got people texting me right now from the league. They're like, dude, what just happened? Screwing things up here, boys.
Engine of chaos.
Screwing things up, boys. Speaking of screwing things up, you saw the Yankee old-timer game the other day, huh?
Yeah.
I can't believe Roger Clemens showed his face. He's like been witness protection agency. Like, nobody ever sees Roger Clemens.
You know, the one time I
can't believe Johnny Damon showed his face.
What's left of his face?
If I ever feel tubby, I'm just going to look at Johnny Damon.
Boy.
He took the Pedro Martinez route. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, Pedro. Pedro's slimming down. He's like doing the Charles Barkley cycle of like, I was big and then I realized I'm rich and there's drugs.
Yeah, it's like, these things work. The one Yankee game I ever went to at Yankee Stadium was Yankees Blue Jays.
Okay.
Clemens on the mound.
For the Blue Jays?
No.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Guess who was up hitting for the Blue Jays?
Vladdy.
Big Hurt.
Oh, Vladdy played for the Expos, my bad.
Big Hurt.
Frank Thomas. The Big Hurt himself.
Yep. So I got to see those two legends live.
Damn, I didn't remember he played in Toronto.
Yeah. I think it was only for 2 years.
Yeah, it's gotta be something quick.
Yeah.
I did watch the King versus the Unit in Seattle.
Ooh.
Felix Hernandez against Randy Johnson when he was a Yankee.
Oof.
Randy, Felix threw 7 innings, gave up 1 run. Randy threw 8 and gave up 0, and the Mariners lost.
No, no way.
1-0.
No way. Felix threw a gem and lost. Is it a day that ends in Y?
And the game total length was like 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Burning through.
This is before the pitch clock and everything. It was just like,
oh, those two guys were quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was great. But in that Yankee old timers game, I saw Mariano Rivera got a hit off Roger Clemens into left field.
Yeah, and then he took a hit to the back of his foot.
Dude, he's standing in the outfield.
One step,
boom, goes down. Achilles blown. Dude. He needs to stay away from center field at Yankee Stadium.
Right?
Remember when he blew his knee out, yes, shagging fly balls? First of all, yo, dude, you're the greatest closer of all time. You're a top 5 Yankee of all time. You are the only unanimous member of the Baseball Hall of Fame, of the most curmudgeon Hall of Fame possible. You are the only one. Why are you shagging fly balls?
You know, the popped Achilles, you know, we were talking, I did Locked On with Richmond the other night, and we were talking about Achilles, obviously, for very obvious reasons,
Dame,
but also like being old and washed.
So terrified.
Oh, he was telling me he was playing pickup with a buddy, and he had a buddy who didn't tear it, but he did the, which one of you kicked me?
Oh, no.
And like nobody was around. Like, that one. And again, my social media algorithm being on point, speaking of fantasy sports, to do draft order, they went through a combine. And they ran 40s. Every single person had a hammy pop.
Dude, I'm never doing anything athletic ever again.
Like, all these guys are like late 30s, early 40s. Not a single one of them crosses the finish line without doing the reach back. And you're like, oh no. And I started thinking about it. When was the last time I ran full speed? And it was before my hip surgery. Even since my hip surgery, so it's been 3 years now. The hip surgeries were so detrimental. Everybody knows I had to relearn how to walk both times. I've gotten to probably a slightly above half speed jog. I have yet to get into it. I played basketball 2 years ago, like actually got up and down the court, and I tried to like attack off the dribble, and I felt my hip, like my body wanted to go. Like my mind said go, and the body went nope. And that's when I kind of tweaked the groin. And that was the first time I'd ever pulled a groin. And I went, oh, is this washed? Is that what this is? Like, your mind still says you can do this, but your body is telling you no?
The last time I ran full speed, I thought I left my phone in the lift in Hawaii.
Oh.
And I ran about 2 blocks full speed. The time before that I ran full speed, no idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
How'd you feel after that?
Terrible.
Yeah.
Well, I was pretty hammered.
Well,
it was like 2 in the morning.
You can overcome that a little bit.
Yeah,
you get the fear dissipates,
yeah,
so to speak.
Well, I thought I left my phone in a lift in Hawaii. I was like, oh my god, this is the end, because my phone
has
my
everything.
Wallet.
Yeah, see, that's
everything.
That's why.
And I was like, oh god, no, I just dropped it in front of the house.
First off, that's why I still have the Costanza wallet in my back pocket. And
Is it thick?
It's not anymore.
Okay.
I cleaned
it out.
I thinned it out.
Danny's is good size over here.
I thinned it out. Here. Let's see here. We'll go.
Man, this show became so old so
very
fast.
Quickly, I know, right?
We are old people. Are we the old people now?
We're the olds, yes.
Are we older than Rob?
I think
Rob's a money clip guy too.
Rob is a year older than me.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, but, Rob plays the old man character
well. Rob is still the old man.
Yeah, okay. I know, but I think he's Money Clip guy.
He might be.
Dude, Money Clip is like, that's like Freddie Couples. Yeah. Like, Freddie Couples has a Money Clip.
Well, the Money Clip's like coming back around.
Well, it's classy.
Yeah.
And I think
one of my best friends, he rocks Money Clip all the time.
I think I'm looking into.
He also doesn't have a bank account.
I might need to get a Ridge wallet. I'm looking into the Ridge wallets.
I've got one sitting on my
What's
nightstand.
A Ridge wallet?
It's like in between a wallet and a money clip. It like compresses everything into like a little box.
Is it like this thing?
Yeah. Basically that. Basically what you got on the back of your phone.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But mine has a pop socket on it.
Mm.
I think the
for
last
the YouTube folks.
The last time the last time I ran full speed, I think was probably at the Fan Combine.
Fan Combine, how'd that go for you?
A good 10 years ago.
I just missed the Fan Combine.
Oh man,
I was too young, too early here.
Yeah, my older daughter, she was right about 2, but I remember
probably 30 pounds lighter.
I remember running the 40, and feeling like I was going to fall over backwards as I ran because my legs were going faster than the top of my body.
Oh, yeah.
I got friends that play in a softball league, and I'm always like, man, how come you guys never ask me to play? Like, I want to play in the softball league real bad. And then more and more I think about it, I'm like, no, dude.
Oh, you brought up the other day, last week. I know, need to get a station softball team.
But I'm so terrified I'm going to tear my Achilles.
Yeah, that's the thing about baseball. You go from standstill to go, and I'm just like...
It's like the two things I'm most scared of in my life right now are heights and tearing my Achilles.
Yeah. That's how you know you're getting old.
Dude, I developed a fear of heights. I didn't used to have it, and now it's like taking off in a plane scares the bejesus out of me.
Oh.
Driving on certain bridges scares the bejesus out of me.
Yes.
Like, I'm okay with the historic Fremont. I do that every day, but I think it's because it's big and concrete.
Mm. Sunday, my wife is driving me to the Fargo airport to drop me off so I can come back home. And, by the way, Fargo airport, tiny.
Yeah, flown out of it a lot.
I think there's four gates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which one?
Fargo.
Oh, okay.
I've
never been to Dakota.
Technically, it's known as the Hector International Airport. But yeah, pulling up to that airport, I remember seeing one of the planes take off from there. It legitimately, I think it was over a 45 degree angle. And I looked at that and I showed my wife and she looked at it and I just went, I'm terrified.
Yeah. I was afraid of heights when I was a kid. And then I can't walk out of them.
Yeah,
that changed that a little bit.
I can't walk too close to the handrail, like on an overpass or something. Even
so, you couldn't do like what the bridge in China. No. Have you seen that? The glass one
that simulates
cracking.
Yeah, absolutely
you
not.
You can get right the hell out right now.
Yep.
I think that one.
I'll push you.
Have you seen the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, dude.
Big glass bridge.
I can't cross the Astoria Bridge.
Oh, yeah, that one's terrifying.
Like, I drive on it, and it's just white knuckle the whole time.
Uh-huh.
Like, I tell my wife and kids, it's like, everybody shut the hell up. We are going to be quiet for a moment.
I remember one of the last times my wife and her sister and her husband and kids were here in town. They live in Idaho, and we were at the coast, and we took them up to specifically drive over that bridge. And my brother-in-law, I thought he was going to wet himself.
Mm.
And even for me, like, that's a tough bridge to drive, but I was laughing at his... reaction. I'm like, sorry, dude, but wow.
Yeah, I don't know if they're... I think I'm more afraid of heights and tearing my Achilles than I am of dying.
Yeah, because living in pain is not fun.
I think I would rather die than tear my Achilles.
For me, it's the heights and the bridge due to dying.
Dying. Somebody else texted it.
What if you die falling from a height, and while you're falling, you tear your Achilles?
That's why.
Exactly. You tear your Achilles and fall.
You're like, oh, no, it's going to be the worst death ever.
It's weird.
Rather burn.
Somebody just texted
it. Caught on fire.
I've developed fear of heights as I've gotten older. I think that comes with, like, as you get older.
I think it's fear of death.
Well, no, I don't think it's that. I think it's more like.
For me, it is.
Well, sure. I think it's your coordination starts to go. So like
your equilibrium.
Little vertigo.
That's like for me. Like, you know, I was going to go to the concert last week and I decided not to because, like, you know what? 20,000 people and loud noises, probably not a great idea for vertigo. Just like that. It's going to be tough. But yeah, like you don't feel like the master of your own destiny as your body kind of starts to betray you a little bit.
Yeah.
So the fears of heights, like, and not even just like high heights, like you fall and break your hip. It's usually the beginning of the end.
Oh, dude. Yeah, what's going to be the first? Dude, I think I have tendonitis or arthritis in the top of my left foot.
Ooh.
And it is like, oh, no, dude.
Rufio,
you are old.
Rufio again popping in on the YouTube chat. I'd rather drive over a high, creaky bridge than drive behind a logging truck.
Oh, 100%.
The final destination life?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that freaks everybody out.
Hard pass.
Well, good luck to Mariano Rivera, and I hope he has a speedy 12 to 18 month recovery on that Achilles. Good luck, bud. And maybe don't play in center field when you are a relief pitcher.
I'm sure that recovery will go swimmingly in his 50s.
Yes. Be excellent. He'll be jogging in no time. When we come back, speaking of jogging, do refs jog or do refs run? We'll do web gems and watch yourself. Don't celebrate too much. 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Now, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Web Gems. Do it every single day at 11:45. Coming up in the noon hour, we'll check on the situation going on in Louisiana. Closing arguments as well. And I might be out on an NFL team already. I was trying not to, but I might already be out. And we'll check in on our Seattle Mariners. 1051, the fans, Seattle Mariners. Yeah. I think we're all in unison at this station that we're all rooting for the Mariners, right?
I mean, Dusty's not.
Well, screw Dusty.
He's an Astros fan.
That's because he does. That's because the Mariners don't cheat enough. That's why he's not in it. Mm. But as far as us on-air talent, which he is not.
Yeah. Well, no, he technically is still.
How?
I hear him voicing some spots.
Yeah. He won't let go.
Quit it, dude.
He won't let go.
Give it up. Yeah. But I think we're all in unison, right? Primetime, the boys in the morning, and
like,
us.
I'm not super pro.
Well, we're not like fans, but we want them to do well.
Sure, yeah.
I think we're all plus.
How can you not root for the big dumper?
It's not only that, they're like the lovable
the
losers.
Honey bucket big dumper.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And
him,
I think it'd
him
be a
doing
cool story.
The breakups too. You've seen that, right? Yeah. For anybody who doesn't know, there's a bit that they do on the big screen where for a nominal fee, the big dumper will dump somebody for you.
Dude, that. He's so brutal.
That's cold.
Oh, yeah.
That's such a, to use your word, Danny, that's a coward's way out.
I think it's pretty funny, especially if you bring somebody there to dump them.
Colin.
So,
that's
no,
a coward's way out.
I'm pushing back. It's not a coward's way
no?
out. If you pay to bring somebody to an event to dump them, that's the anti-coward. That is heroic.
Dude, I don't know, man.
Is it
because there's a stranger there that's also a celebrity, so it like can't get too awkward?
I gotta say, I'm a little surprised that like he got.
He would be down
that.
To do that.
Yeah.
Like I gotta come in and tell you know I gotta sit down and tell your wife Jeff that you're leaving her with you next to me.
Yeah,
that's so awkward.
That's cold.
Well, I don't think it's ever been a marriage thing. I think it's been a
just like boyfriend girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, so
but like, what if you've been together for like 8 years or something?
Okay, but so here's the thing, though, too, is
this is going
clear
off the rails?
Clearly, it's a bit.
This show's today.
Clearly,
is
it's
wild.
A bit that they're doing. But are they like legit, like breakups, dumpings, or is it just you know,
or is it like
is it staged?
Yeah, the staged TikTok video of like some lady yelling at somebody,
or staged perhaps, social media,
or
event.
Perhaps God. An astronomer CEO in a you know loving embrace of his. Side piece.
Man, when the internet came around, like for our generation, like that was so awesome. Like, I'm so stoked to have grown up through the internet age. Never did I think I would get to the point where there's staged social media events.
Oh, God, they've been going on for
it's
a decade.
It's so rough,
now.
Dude. It's so rough. I mean, I guess with the invention of scripted reality TV, it's inevitable, right? Why is there nobody at this game? Like, look at this game behind me. Well, no, they're like the whole left side over there. There's like nobody there.
It's, you know,
That
full-on cowherd. Yeah.
I was going to say, I didn't want to mention Voldemort, but, you know, yeah, apologies to our radio audience.
Hey, this thing that Danny, only
look,
you
look
can see.
Look at this graphic.
Easy there, Nickelback.
Rust hates that line more than anything.
Look at this graph.
I don't know if there's any line you hate more than it.
Well,
apologies to our radio audience.
I'm sitting here babysitting the board for 3 hours and hearing that every day. Apologies to our radio audience.
On repeat
look at
in the 11
video.
O'clock hour.
God bless America. Thank God we're live and local from 6 a.m. till 7 p.m.
Indeed, 13 hours of straight local coverage.
Today's Web Gem takes us to the Lone Star State and CeeDee Lamb not getting the hell out of the way.
Boy.
Dude, it's something kind of cool to see an athlete like, look, if CeeDee Lamb had the opportunity to truck a referee, it would go a lot worse than the referee trucking CeeDee Lamb, but you love to see it.
It still looked good.
It's hilarious still looks because good. CeeDee, like Devonta Smith, weighs $160.
Is he really that small?
I mean, look, did you see him?
Yeah. Well, it's hard when they're, like, with other athletes.
Yeah, I know, but he didn't have pads on. You could see how small he is. He's a skinny dude. Like, he's not as small as Devonta, but he is a skinnier wide receiver. There's no doubt about that. The funniest thing about it is he's trying to stunt on the sidelines.
Oh, he's like doing a stupid
dance
thing.
He's doing the, like, he sees the wide receiver come out of the break and has the DB beat, and he just turns his back, like walking. It's like the Steph turnaround three kind of a deal, and he's doing the over-the-shoulder catch, like mimicking that because he cooked the DB, which he did cook the DB.
Yeah.
But he's standing, like, not on, like, the sideline kind of close. Like, he's damn near on the field.
He's clearly, yeah.
And he, for those who have not seen it, the
apologies
ref
to our
splits him down the middle.
Blows him up.
Just, I reffed high school football for 5 or 6 years when I got out of the Air Force, and I did almost the exact same thing to a 140-pound kid at Tualatin. And I had warned them to back up so many times. It was the same kind of play where I think it was a hitch and go, and the wide receiver cooked the DB, and I was like, oh, I got to go, because I was working the sideline. I took off, and I've got my eyes on the field, like you do when you're a sideline judge.
Yeah.
and I dump trucked this kid. It was full on yard sale, you know, had his helmet in his hand kind of a deal.
Yeah.
Pads are popped off around his face, helmet's strewn out. He's
on
my
way, bitch.
I mean, I was 240 pounds. And I had a 15 yard head start.
Standing on the tracks and the trains coming through.
It was a full on Mike Allstott, Peyton Hillis situation where it was like it was fullback mentality. I didn't break stride. To be fair, I didn't see the kid, and I don't think the ref saw CD because you have your eyes inside. But the best part about this is, number one, CD got trucked. Now he's probably going to get fined too.
Yeah. Yeah, for getting in the way. Get the hell out of the way, dude.
Squirrel moment, and apropos of nothing, Peyton Hillis might have had one of the greatest nicknames ever. Wasn't he? Was it the White Rhino?
That sounds right. A-Train was great for Allstott.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
The White Rhino.
We had a white guy running back renaissance for like 3 years when HGH was just kind of like, nope, we're not looking at that.
Brian Cushing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was straight sauce. That wasn't even HGH. That man was taking...
Like LeBron stuff?
No, LeBron was an HGH guy. Come on, let's be honest here. No, it was... those guys were taking, Kush was taking, Sustanol, Tren, Deca. Like, he was taking...
Horse tranquilizers.
Yeah, he was taking real steroids. So, no HGH.
According to my Google search and the AI overview, Peyton Hillis' most well-known nickname is the Great White Buffalo.
Great White Buffalo.
Also known as the White Rhino, and Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris? Why is he Chuck Norris? I don't
know. Do you not know the Great White Buffalo?
No.
Hot Tub Time Machine?
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, really?
Well,
tell me I have seen it.
I remember Hot Tub, yeah, you've seen it.
You've seen that movie. I know you've seen
you've
that
seen
movie.
You've seen that movie. You know it.
That's one you need to watch. That's a banger.
I remember Lugal from that. And yeah, but I don't, yeah.
They used to be like, Great White Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. But I'm, yeah, White Rhino.
The only time I've never really been trucked in my life. The only time I can
recall.
Well,
you had to play sports. To do
is, yeah, right. Is I was a freshman in high school.
Same.
Freshman in high school, we were playing Fort Vancouver. I was at Hudson's Bay. We were playing Fort Vancouver, and I finally got in the game. I'm playing DB, and this guy catches a pass, a little like out in the flat sort of thing, and I go up to tackle him, and I woke up on the ground. I'm pretty sure I got knocked out.
Hardest I ever got hit.
And that dude just like bulldozed me.
I
can see his eyes still to this day.
I had some vicious hits playing football, but the like more often than not, I saw them coming, and it was a mutually assured destruction situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hit you. You're going to hit me. We're not going out of bounds for this. It's like those were bad. But the one where I lost, Glencoe lacrosse.
Oh,
coming across the crease.
Dude, you guys can truck each other in that sport, right? You're allowed to.
Yes, but you also aren't allowed to cross-check, and he cross-checked the living crap out of me. Had his hands open, used the all of that six-foot-long deep hole, and I came across the front of the mouth of the goal and opened up to shoot, so I had my ribs open.
Mm-hmm.
He put that thing under my ribs and lifted me up. Helmet. So I was a dummy. I used to play games in high school with a dip in. and I used to play with my bottom two chin straps undone. And so
I don't want to hear about your bottom when you played.
Yeah, no. And the helmet came off. Chin strap ripped the dip out of my lip and smeared it across my face.
Good. You deserve that.
Stick went, I did score. Stick went flying. Gloves came off. Helmet, chin strap is sitting on my nose with chew spread across my face.
So gross.
And I landed flat on my back, arms out, legs spread, just absolutely tossed.
That's gross.
Wind knocked out of me. It was.
You deserve all of
that. Oh, dude, it was so bad. The best part about it was we played at Highland Park Middle School because we weren't playing on the field yet because we were a club team. And that was just a mud pit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I realized that I had chew all over my face. So when I got up to put my gloves back on, I just took mud and just wiped all the chew off my face to hide it till I could get back to the sideline and rinse my face off. And I was just like, okay, don't put a dip in. Don't do that while we're playing.
I always knew there was something wrong with those Highland kids. So
yeah. Yeah, that place was a mud hole. Man.
All right, stick around with us. We got one more hour. Let's see if we can't right this ship or just drive it straight off the
cliff. Good luck with that one, sir.
Good luck with that one.
This thing's turned sideways in the canal.
This is the Fan Sports, I think, network on 105.1 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.